Hey, I'm Dylan Sloan. I play Neil in Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies, and this is Young Entertainment Mag.
Hey, I'm Daniela with Young Entertainment Mag. We are so pumped to have you today. How's it going?
Good, Daniela. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so we're just gonna jump right in. Okay, so Grease, obviously, so iconic. Like, what a treat that you get to be a part of this incredible family, incredible franchise. So, what was your first personal introduction to Grease?
My first personal introduction to Grease was on TV. My mom is a big fan of musical theater, actually. Yeah, we had watched that movie quite a few times growing up. I'm actually more of a fan of Grease too, though,
Yeah.
personally. So we always will watch movies, and musical theater was up there. So
That's amazing. I love
watched
it.
a lot of it.
I love it. I was a musical theater kid growing up as well, and I was obsessed. I played Frenchie actually in middle school Grease.
No way. Oh my God. Beauty School Dropout is my favorite. So
So much
love
fun.
that.
Yeah, that's so cool. So you had that kind of backstory, like with your mom growing up watching it. So was she so pumped when she found out that you got the role of Neil?
Yeah, she freaked out totally. She totally freaked out about it. She put me in singing lessons and dancing lessons when I was a kid. So her master plan, finally paid off. She's very happy.
That's amazing. I love it. So what was your reaction when you found out that you got the role of Neil?
I remember I was at the gym, and I got a call from my agent, and I screamed, yeah, really loud, and then I looked around. I was like, oh my God, I look like a crazy person, but just ecstatic. So ecstatic to be a part of this show.
Yeah, that's amazing. Somebody in the gym probably thought like you broke your personal record of
Yeah, seriously, that did
watching.
not happen.
I love it. How fun. Okay, so tell us, who is Neil and how does he fit into the whole story?
Neil is your typical loudmouth class clown who only ever seems to make himself laugh. He's a bit of a bully. He's a part of the Soch crew. And he's a fun character to play. I hate to admit it, but playing the bully is fun. So
Yeah, it's like the best excuse to just like be wild and kind of get crazy, something
totally.
you could never do in real life. So, what was
Exactly.
the audition process like for it?
The audition process was really long. I auditioned for three other characters in the show. So I auditioned for one, didn't hear anything. A week later, I get two more characters. I auditioned for them, didn't hear anything for a month. I get Neil. And then there was a dance and a singing component to the audition. So I spent 12 hours learning this 15-second dance clip. I sent that off, didn't hear anything for a month. I figured, okay, went somewhere else. And then I get that call at the gym, and 2 weeks later, I'm on set.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay,
Yeah.
so walk us through like what's going through your head when you're just getting like audition after audition for this same series. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what is going through your head? 'Cause that's not super normal, right, for an actor. Like, you often don't get called for a bunch of characters, or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I find that if that happens, it's usually a good thing. It usually means that casting is like, okay, we can do something with you, but just not the right fit for that role. So it was encouraging, definitely, to keep getting called back. But you kind of just have to, once you've done your tape, you just have to leave it and assume that it's over, and yeah, don't wait for anything. So
Yeah, that is so cool. Okay, so what's it like having to dance, act, and sing all at the same time? You said your mom had you in the classes and she was excited that it finally paid off, but like that's no joke. That's triple threat. That's a lot of work.
yes, it was a lot of work. I took breakdancing when I was a kid from like 7 to 10. And I love it. I love to dance. I'm not that great, but so that was probably the biggest challenge, was getting those rehearsals down, because we would rehearse 8 hour days for our dances. But I mean, the cast, there's so many talented actors, dancers, and singers, and everyone would pitch in. So if I'm messing up a step, there would be like three other dancers who would come and help me out. So yeah, it was a lot, but it was really amazing. And we had such a great little cast family. So it made it so worthwhile.
Yeah, that's incredible. So what did you do outside of filming to help you get into like the 1950s headspace? Because that's pretty different.
It was so different. Yeah, I stay off my phone a lot. I realized that I have like the typical Zoomer posture. I had to work on my posture a lot because I realized, you know, people aren't hunched over on their phones. Yeah, and then just listening to a lot of music from the 50s, which I learned there's so much great music from that era, which I really had no idea. So that was really great.
Yeah, did that help you at all, like get into character? We hear like a lot of actors, they have their Spotify playlist to like help them get into the headspace of their character.
Yeah, totally. It totally did. It was, it's interesting just to see what type of music kids would dance to and party to. So yeah, I think that really helped.
So, okay, besides the phone thing, because that's a great point about, like, I have terrible posture. Like, I'm always on my phone, on my laptop. Like, that's insane. What do you think the biggest difference is between, like, you know, kids or people in their 20s now from, you know, compared to the 1950s?
I would say a lot of it is, yeah, the physicality, the colloquial terms that we use. I remember we were doing, it was a congratulatory scene, and I went to give somebody a fist bump, and then it's like, wait a second, kids did not do that in the 50s. So there's just, you know, certain mannerisms you have to unlearn.
What do you think? Would it have been like a high five instead?
Yeah, we went with a high five instead. That was more time appropriate.
That's so fun. All these things, like, I would have never thought of. That's so cool.
Totally. I didn't even think of that, like, rehearsing. It's just when you're there, and I think when you're in costume and you're on set and everything is the cars, it's all, you know, it's the 50s, right? You kind of feel, you fall into the vibe more, which is great.
Totally. That's so fun. Did you like love your wardrobe, and is there anything you got to keep?
I didn't keep anything. They were pretty strict. But honestly, the Letterman jacket was great, especially because there were some cold days, and that really came in handy because a lot of people were stuck in there dresses. So it was nice to have a leather jacket to keep me warm.
Yeah, that's so fun. So who is, if you can say, who is your favorite scene partner? And like, you, who was the one actor you just had like the most fun working with? I'm sure there was a few.
So many. Yeah, that's like such a hard question because the cast is just so talented. But Jackie Hoffman is just, she's a Broadway legend. She's such an amazing person on and off screen. She's just so captivating. Your eyes are glued to her the whole time. So she was amazing to watch and just see. Didn't really have a lot of screen time with her, but yeah, she's amazing.
That's so fun. How much of this, I guess, how much of your screen time was improv versus scripted? Because I feel like, at least with all the like in the moment stuff, like you're saying, oh, you wouldn't fist pump, you would do like a high five. Like, how much of that is improv versus scripted?
Honestly, they really let us kind of go with our instincts. It's quite large, you know, and theatrical, the show. So there was quite a bit of improv, at least because we filmed wide for so many shots. So you'll see little vignettes going on in the background, and most of that was all improv. So it was a good balance between the two.
That's so cool. So if you could go back in time and audition for anybody, like in the original Grease or Grease 2, who would it be?
That's a good question. Honestly, I do a little gender bend. I want to go up for Rizzo. I stan Rizzo so hard, and that's the type of energy that I need in my life. So yeah, I really like Rizzo. I think I would love to do something with that role if I could.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. So was there anything specifically that you learned during your time of working on the show that you're like, okay, yes, I'm definitely going to take that with me into like my next acting role?
You know, honestly, like, not to take things so seriously, because I mean, it was a huge show. When I saw the call sheet, it was very overwhelming to see just how many people were involved in the shoot, and that made me so nervous. But then getting onto set and just seeing the vibe that was there and how everyone was just working to make this great product, it really like takes a weight off you. And so, yeah, that's something I'd like to bring into new projects is just, you know, be prepared, but just have fun, because that's really what we're doing.
Yeah, that's when we spoke to one of your castmates, Callie, and she was talking about how that was something that was so different on this show, was that the cast list, like every day of filming, there were so many people like on set and the cast is just so big. And she's like, I don't think I've ever experienced that before. I'm sure that's wild. But she was like, yeah, I love getting to know so many people and like memorizing names and stuff. That probably was kind of hard to remember everybody's
name. Oh my God, totally. The first like 2 weeks is just like learning everybody's name and the crew too. You know, there's so many amazing people on the crew. Yeah, it took a while to get everybody's name down, but you know, everyone's so memorable on set that it sticks.
Yeah, that's awesome. So were you happy how season one ended, like with your character? Like, are you super excited for season two? Like, what are you able to share?
Yes, what am I able to share? I'm very happy. Awesome. I think audiences are gonna be so impressed, and they're gonna be craving a second season so bad. So that's what I'm looking forward to see. Yeah. You know, when you see a good show and it's just like, oh my God, I wish they already did the second season. So
yeah,
people are going to be itching to get more of this show.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so speaking of just being a part of this iconic franchise now, how has it, I know it hasn't aired yet, how has it changed your life so far? Now, like, you're associated with Grease. What has that been like for you?
I mean, honestly, it's made me work on my dancing a lot more. I actually just got back from a dance class with some of my castmates, so which has been amazing. It's been great to like get back into dance because it's such a fun art form and it's a killer workout. So yeah, I think just really getting back into the groove has been really nice.
Totally. What kind of dance?
We do kind of like hip hop and break dance is what we're focusing mostly on in class.
Sweet. I love that. That's amazing. Okay, cool. And to wrap up this part of the interview, what is one thing that you hope that people take from your character, Neil, on the show?
One thing that they take from Neil on the show. That's a good one. You know, if they take away that that they love to hate, like, it's when I watch a show and there's a good villain and just someone who you can't stand, I hope people have that with Neil. I would appreciate that. So yeah, I think that's what I would hope people take away.
That's amazing. That's so good. Yeah. I'm like, so excited to see it now. Amazing. Okay, cool. So I'm just gonna put you on the spot again. Hope you don't mind here. But we've been seeing a lot of Elvis lately, especially with the Oscars coming. Well, Oscars we're fastly approaching here. Since your show takes place in the 50s, can you do an Elvis impression for us, saying thank you very much?
Oh my God.
This is for TikTok, by the way. So TikTok's gonna love this.
I can't. I mean, oh man, Austin Butler's so good, but thank you very much.
Great.
How was that? That was my pitiful attempt at an Elvis.
No, I love it. Amazing. So good. Okay, so what three emojis best describe your character, Neil?
The poop emoji, the angry face, and then the doe eye. You know, the big eye with the watering. I think those are the three that would be Neil.
I love it. Okay, what would Neil's Starbucks order be?
Neil's Starbucks order? He'd be a Frappuccino guy for sure, but secretly. Like, he wouldn't want anyone to know, but he's like a caramel Frappuccino type dude.
Okay, love it. And what is Dylan's Starbucks order?
My Starbucks order is a oat milk latte with Splenda.
Nice, yeah. Solid. So did you have a favorite on-set snack from Crafty?
I would say that like a third of my actual diet was Crafty food. Don't tell production, but I may have stolen quite a bit of protein bars from set and peanuts. So protein bars and peanuts.
I love it. You went the healthy route. Everybody's always like, I want the top ramen, like the sour gummies. And you're like,
it's so easy to just snack out on candy. So I had to try so hard to try and eat clean.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Okay. Do you know what an ick is? Like someone's ick?
Yeah. When someone gives you the ick,
What did you say? Neil's what?
Neil's a bit of an ick. He'll give you a bit of that, that ick.
Okay, I love it. So this is a question is for TikTok. So what do you think would be Neil's biggest relationship ick versus what would be Dylan's biggest relationship ick?
I think that Neil's biggest relationship ick would be a clingy partner. And Dylan's biggest relationship ick is self-centered, someone who's always talking about themselves.
Yes, that's so popular. I mean, how could it not be though, right? Makes sense.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Okay, so do you know what a celebrity rider is?
That's the thing where you get to like say whatever you want, like this has to be in my trailer, this and that.
Yes, so okay. I don't know if you've ever looked into it, but there are some crazy things that people put in their celebrity riders. Like the room has to be kept at an even 72, or I know someone in that request exclusively red toilet paper, you know, like just like wild things where you're like, I am famous. I get my celebrity rider. So like what would be in your celebrity rider?
Coke Zero. Honestly, it's like disgusting the amount of Coke Zero I drink, so that would probably be number one for sure. You gotta stay caffeinated somehow.
Yes, tagging Coke in this TikTok.
Yes, tag them, please. Hit me up with that sponsor.
I love it. Okay, so who do you think, like personally, was the biggest like on set clown / like prankster that was like always keeping everybody laughing?
That's a good one. There's so many funny people on this set. Again, I'd have to go with Jackie Hoffman. She is just one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. She's just such a joy to be around, and she's always making everybody crack up to the point where it's like distracting sometimes because nobody can keep it together because she's just so hilarious.
That's awesome. Okay, so when we asked one of your castmates this, their answer was you.
No way, really? Oh man, I appreciate that. Wow, yeah. That makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Totally. Callie said you're just hilarious on set. So,
appreciate that, Callie.
Who do you think had the best wardrobe on set?
That's a tough one. Best wardrobe. I think that would be a tie between Trisha and Marissa. They both had some really iconic pieces, but probably Trisha. I think Trisha beats her out.
I love it. I can't wait to see it. We had some of your other castmates say the cheerleader group, the Queen Bee, Lola, Nancy. Yeah. So, okay. And last one, these are some questions that we had also asked some of your other castmates. Who do you think on set is just like the biggest original Grease fan? Like always like quoting everything or like bringing different stuff up from like the original Grease. Who do you think that would be?
I would say again, probably Marissa Davila or Madison Thompson. Yes. They're always throwing out some Grease line here or there. They like really know their stuff.
Yes, that's exactly what Cheyenne and Callie both said. So that's so funny.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, right on.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. You were wonderful. Okay. That was really great.
Great. Thank you, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. And we're so excited to see your incredible work on the show.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. And don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Mag.